Václav Klaus Jr., son of former Czech president and prime minister Václav Klaus, is the country's most trusted politician, according to the result of a new poll conducted by the CVVM agency. The leader of the new formed right-wing-oriented Tricolour achieved a 42% positive rating among respondents, putting him ahead of Prime Minister Andrej Babiš. Tom McEncrow asked political scientist Jiří Pehe why exactly Klaus Jr. is so popular.
I think that Václav Klaus Jr. is popular because he is, for many voters, a new face. From time to time in Czech politics, we see someone who seems to capture public mood, so to speak, and because he has in his blogs and in his articles portrayed himself as a fighter with a lot of social and political ills, I think that that has contributed to his current position. But we should not forget that while Mr. Klaus came on top of this popularity poll with 42%, he also has negative ratings of 44%. So he's a highly polarizing figure, and I would not entirely overestimate his popularity.
Yeah, this is, of course, just one poll. As you mentioned, I was also wondering, do you think he might be benefiting from the fact that he's not right at the sort of center of politics right now? For example, unlike his main opponent, Tomio Okamura, he's not daily in the news. Or do you think, on the other hand, that could help him, you know, once his movement becomes more popular?
Well, I think that once he starts doing really party politics, meaning that his party, new party, will start proposing various goals, objectives, and so on, his popularity will probably not stay at the current level, because at this point he is perceived by the public as Václav Klaus Jr. person. But once he gets involved or once he gets his hands dirty with party politics, I don't think that he will stay where he is. I would also argue that this phenomenon of politicians who become temporarily very popular is not entirely connected to the popularity of their parties. We have seen it with Tomio Okamura, who for a period of time was also the most popular politician in the Czech Republic, but his party really stayed at around 10%, and it means that his personal popularity has not translated into the popularity of his party project.
One area where personal popularity can be beneficial, though, I imagine, is when it comes to the presidential elections, where one is voting for a single candidate. Some people say that Mr. Klaus the Younger could run in future presidential elections. Do you think he would have a chance if he did so?
My personal feeling is that Mr. Klaus would not succeed in presidential elections, simply because he is a highly polarizing figure who really would probably get the votes of a certain part of Czech society, but the other side, probably a bigger side of Czech society, would be equally opposed to him. So my feeling is that to become Czech president, you really need to get a few percent somewhere in the middle, and Mr. Klaus Jr. is not the type of politician who could do it.
Is there anything else in that poll that perhaps you found interesting?
Speaking of that poll, I think that question, of course, is always a bit tricky, because it asks people simply whom they like among politicians, and then it asks them whom they dislike. But usually we relearn in the media only about plus ratings. That means popularity of each politician. We don't really learn much about his or her negative ratings, which may be more important than positive ratings, because if the politician has fairly high popularity ratings between 30 and 40%, but at the same time he has negative ratings 50 plus, it tells you probably more than just who currently the public thinks is the most popular politician.